Everybody, it's Angel. I have a very weak gag reflex. Like, have you seen the clips where the girls online can, like, take really long dildo toys all the way and, like, maybe just their eyes water just a little bit? Yeah, that is one of my natural gifts that I just was blessed with. Didn't even have to practice. Oh, that's a good opener, right? I could pick up so many guys at bars just to open with that. They don't need to know anything else about me. But so I don't gag. I don't ever. I think everyone has a gag reflex, but it's just mine's just very, very weak. And so I'm sharing that because I get so. I just hit the table when I'm sitting at my desk when I'm recording. I get so many requests for people wanting to hear me gag and, suck on things and those kind of noises. And, yeah, I was curious what you guys think of that. I mean, I'm not going to do it. Like, I really like giving people what they want. I don't really fill requests, but if people suggest something and I'm like, I'm down with it, or if it kind of excites me, I'll happily, you know, include it in something I already planned on doing anyways. But like, I need to be happy with it, you know, and for whatever reason, sucking on one of my toys, it's not going to get me off. I feel silly. I'm like, that doesn't go in my mouth. That goes other places. And I love sucking cock. Like, I love it. Like, that can get me off. That's just, like, one of those things, like, recording myself sucking on a toy is never gonna happen because I feel goofy. Do you have anything like that? Like, that you're just, I think it's funny that that's my line. Like, I'll get off. I'll scream. I'll talk dirty. I'll get, you know, all of that. That's no biggie. My line is sucking on a toy. it probably sounds really silly to some people. And then, like, when I record, I typically record in bed. I usually don't have anything on. And so a lot of times I'll forget, like, you know, you really want to be disruptive. You want to kind of let the listener know what they're what you're doing while you're, and I always forget to describe that I'm not wearing anything because there's nothing to describe, you know, nothing to describe. So that's something I need to worry about or work, not worry about, but like work on and remember. Sometimes I wear cute things. It just depends what I'm gonna be doing. Anyway, so I like to get in bed, and sometimes I have a digital recorder I record with, and so sometimes I just set it on my nightstand, and other times, like, I'm holding it, and I've found when I'm not recording, because I'll hold it in my left hand, because obviously my right hand's doing some really important stuff, and so I don't know if other recorders, other people make audios, performers, I guess we are, if you found that, you know, if you've been recording audios for a while and ones where you actually get off during them, if when you're not recording and you're just getting off for just your, you know, for fun, for yourself, if you ever, like, feel like something's missing, because I've found that over time that I have, like, a pillow top mattress. So, like, there's, like, a thinner mattress on top of the mattress, and I've found that I have to, if I'm getting off just by my own without recording, that I grip the mattress. Like, I have to be doing something with my left hand because I've grown so used to holding my recorder when I get off because I've recorded so many audios. Like, I'll have to, like, grab my breast or grab onto the back of the pillow. And that's a new one for me because obviously, when you're recording, you want people to hear you. And I've found that I've been having some really intense orgasms lately, and I'll pull the side. I have, like, the king size, like the big, big pillows, and I'll find that I'll pull the side of the pillow over, kind of over my face, like not like to smother myself, but just because I know it's going to be so loud and so intense. And so that's another, do you ever find your, like, your orgasms evolving? I guess it depends on, like, what you're thinking about, or if you're, like, I don't watch porn to get off, but I'm sure, like, watching, and I have, I'm not gonna say I'm, like, above porn. No, I'm not. But, like, do you ever feel like, things, like, getting off while you're recording versus getting off in any other way? Like, do you see any kind of correlation, like, how that's affected you? Because I think that's really funny. But anyways, there are times when I'm recording an audio, there's no other way to say it. I'm a needy little cunt. Like, I don't use that word because it's not really part of my natural vocabulary, but that's really the only way to describe it. Like, I just fucking need to get off. And so when I record, I just kind of spill all the dirty thoughts that are in my head, and they just, as they come to me, they come out, and my filters are not on at all. And, you know, just like I would be if I was with someone, if I was fucking someone. So there's those, but I typically, I'm a few levels below that amount of horniness when I record, and I get really wet. I just do. And I have a pretty good recorder that picks up lots of stuff. And I have wet sounds. That's where we're leading to. Wet noises. People, I'm sure lots of people request that, for lots of people, men and women. It really doesn't matter what you are. I see that request quite often. And the GWA survey a while back, it interested me that it was only 30% of people saying that they really liked that, because it seems like so much more is requested. But anyways, I've done it. I've done it. I've shared my wet noises, wet sounds, however you want to put it. I have. And even now, like, I feel silly when I do it, and I haven't done it in a long time. I don't know that I ever will again. It's not that I think anything's wrong with it. I've heard some people do it, and men and women, and it's hot. It's nice to know they're really doing other things. They're really touching themselves. They're really, you know, it's very arousing to hear. I get it. But when I'm doing it myself, like, when I can't get the image of, like, a person holding a conch shell up to their ear. Like, you know, and they're listening for the ocean. Like, that's what I picture when I'm holding my digital recorder, like, closer to where my wet sounds are coming from. Now, my pussy doesn't resemble a conch shell. Don't worry. Don't get that image into your head. But that's just the image I get, and I think of myself when I'm sharing my wet noises. But so yeah, how do you guys feel about noises? Because those are, like, the two big ones I hear, like, requested a lot, is the, you know, the sucking and the gagging noises, and then the, you know, the pussy, those noises. I haven't really seen a discussion or anything about those, so I was kind of curious. And I like doing the audio form because I feel like I can get my thoughts out a little clearer. So let me know what you guys think of sharing your wet noises and your lubed up toys and hands and all that. How do you guys feel about that? Like, how do you, like, how, as people who create audios, people who think about creating audios, people who write scripts, like, do you guys like when your performers take your scripts and include those noises, or would you prefer them not to? I've seen some people, I saw a script the other day, I'm just throwing this out here, I'm not complaining, I'm just sharing, saw a script the other day, maybe a couple weeks ago, loved it. I like doing my own thing. I really like sharing my own my own stories, but occasionally I read scripts all the time, though. There's fabulous scripts out there. I run this really awesome script, and I'm not going to say what it is, because the moment I say it, you guys, it was way out there, and I like some out there stuff occasionally, and it totally prefaced they did not want any giggling. Well, there was no guarantee I could not giggle, so I was like, well, that script's not for me. They clearly did not, and I know some people giggle, but I feel like, I was like, whoa. That cuts deep, the person that wrote that. But no, I mean, I didn't take it personal, but I was kind of bummed. But I just know that I can't guarantee that I'm not going to giggle, because I'm just happy. But, anyways, so wet noises, or wet sounds, how do you guys feel about sharing those? Do guys, any of the men that record, and do you guys ever get requests from women asking to, like, hear, like simulated pussy eating out noises? I'm just really curious what your thoughts are. So, okay, so I'm putting this out there to all of you, thoughts on wet noises. Now, let me know what you think. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Bye. My pussy doesn't look like a conch shell, I swear. Don't have that image in your head when you listen to my audios, please. A very nice pussy, I promise. Okay. Bye, everybody.